In this episode of Bear Podcast,
we celebrate our 10th anniversary.
Yes.
Yay!
And we showcase the top 10 videos for the past 10 years.
All this and more coming up. Bear Podcast 577. Bigger than the Earth, floating through space.
Kind of concerns many of us, even gay people.
He used to be cute, but that bitch just, she needs to be slapped.
Strip Cards Against Humanity.
And it's Sunday night, did you do the sing-along with Sound of Music?
One of them is gay and the other is straight.
I'm so gay.
Apparently he became gay.
It might be a source of sexually positive pleasure.
We worked on it, we had pleasure, that's great.
Is how it's done.
Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I'm Nobody.
Yes, you are. You are someone.
Nobody loves anyone.
People love you. So Ray here is kind of sad. But before that, yeah, it's episode 577. Welcome, guys. It's August 4th, 2015. It's Tuesday.
It's our 10-year anniversary.
10th anniversary. Woohoo! Yes, we're celebrating 10 years of Bear Podcast. This is the 577 shows. Yeah, so I was talking to Tommy about that because he did comment about how we started. Yes, Tommy from Dallas. About he heard this show from somebody I know from Dallas. His name is Bear Pauly on Live Journal back then.
Uh-huh.
God, it's a long time ago, Live Journal. So he said that, he only found out about Bear Podcast back in 2005. When I featured someone, a friend of Bear Pauly, on the podcast, and he said that that's the first time he heard about it. So he's been listening. I guess he's been listening since then, since 2005. I guess. And once in a while, yeah, he messages me once in a while, and Tommy also does his own video podcasts once in a while with his partner, Harry. So yeah. Thanks, Tommy. What else? So that's pretty much. It just started like I was just in bed recording. That's what
Tommy said. He was recording himself masturbating is what he was doing.
I haven't done that, but that's not a bad idea. I would just record in bed sometimes with Mike in
having sex.
No, we tried, but no, we didn't. We did talk. It's been a long time. I think the last ones we did was we were on the in bed in a hotel somewhere, and it was 2007, and we were just chatting. We were just recording about what happened to us at the bars that day, something like that. So that was fun. Anyway, Ray. So before we go to the meat of the show, let's do some weekend updates.
The full 10 years.
The full 10 years. Yes. Okay. So what did you do this weekend?
Not much. It was kind of quiet weekend. Mm-hmm. Really, I mean, most of my weekends have been that way. I mean, just working around the house, that takes a lot, and the heat, and helping with the in-laws, did some stuff with them, and then we tried to have a little pool party Sunday that nobody showed up for, Maynard.
Oh, really? I did tell you ahead of time that
we had a bromance date.
I had a bromance date with a friend, with a straight friend. So,
in a bro date.
Yeah, it was a movie day. What can I say? It's
so that's okay. Wayne came over and we hung out and we got to hear about his trip to Europe.
I can't wait to hear about that. So yeah, you did mention that you did watch some movies some time ago.
Yes, we watched Southpaw.
Okay, so how and
I like it was it's a tearjerker. It made me have the feels.
Really?
Yes. Several times throughout the movie, it was pretty intense and made me have the feels. So, it's a good movie. I guess Jake Gyllenhaal, however you say his last name,
Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal. I prefer to refer to him as one of my bitches.
Is one of your bitches?
Yeah.
He likes to take it up from behind.
I know, with just a little bit of spit.
Yeah.
So.
And
did you see the latest t-shirt he's wearing? He's like, I'm a gay cowboy. I was the first gay cowboy or something. He had a t-shirt on. Somebody posted on Facebook. And it was him riding and it was like a unicorn and stuff. And it says, I'm the first gay cowboy.
Really?
Something like that, yeah.
He made the reference of Brokeback Mountain?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So, interesting.
But it was cute. So, mm-hmm. And that was my weekend. I mean, doing that. Hanging out around the pool.
Yeah. Didn't you watch, did you get to watch Mission Impossible?
Now, I'll probably wait for that. I don't think I've seen any of the Mission Impossible.
Oh, really? You got to watch
just
them.
That whole Tom Cruise craziness. I just don't watch like his Tom movies Cruise? That much anymore.
I didn't get to see
unless that. It's really hardcore sci-fi.
Oh, like, what is that? Edging Until Tomorrow?
Edge of Tomorrow, yes.
The Edge of Tomorrow.
Edging Until Tomorrow.
Edging Until Tomorrow. Yeah, I remember that one. That was really good. I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Can't imagine. It's like Groundhog Day.
Yeah. And speaking of him, did you see the nude statue that they did of him for his 30th anniversary of being Scientologist or something?
Really? They made a statue yeah, of him
it's
now?
Like a statue plaque type thing. I don't really get it, but, you know.
Such narcissism. So anyway, I enjoyed it. Mission Impossible, highly recommendable if you guys are going to watch it. Not necessarily in 3D. I don't think it's in 3D. But I did get to watch, what's another movie? Not Deadpool. Ant-Man. You've seen
Ant-Man. Ant-Man. Yeah.
I really enjoyed that one. It was really good because it's sci-fi. It's a Marvel movie. And of course, there's a cameo of one of the Avengers. And, you know, most of the time, you could tell, of course, it's not him. That's the advantage of wearing masks. Mm-hmm. You can always have a double doing things for you.
You right? think it's a double? How do you know it's just not computer generated anymore?
Well, it's a stuntman. Computer generated plus stuntman. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's so easy just to do that. But anyway, it's a feel-good movie. It's a feel-good Hollywood ending, I guess, of Ant-Man. And it's, I guess they're doing a sequel. It's got a big potential to do a sequel.
Well, I think he's going to be pulled into the...
The crisis?
Civil War. So,
The
new Avenger team.
With the new Avengers is going to be the Ant-Man.
And the civil war between Iron Man and Captain America.
I wonder why. I can't remember. Was that also the fight back then in the comic book days?
I can't remember. I remember the civil wars, but it was like, I don't know, in the Beyond and all that kind of crap.
I remember.
But I think they've updated it since then. And the whole thing is now is because the way Tony Stark was trying to protect the planet. And the way Captain America thinks it does is two. They're trying to do the same thing, but it's two different ways where one, people don't have a choice, and one, it's their choice or kind of like deal. So they got set up in The Last Avengers and stuff. Mm-hmm. So
yeah. Mm-hmm. It's really sad, but we'll see what happens. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. Anyway, so that's pretty much what we watched last weekend. It's pretty good. And okay, I guess we can go to the meat of the show.
The whole 10 inches, I mean 10 years.
So like you said, the first episode of Bear Podcast was released back in August 1st, 2005. And it was just
audio.
It was real audio. It's just audio. It was really just audio. And we just
Maynard talking to himself.
Yeah, just talking to a microphone. And it was just 12 minutes. I remember the first episode was 12 minutes. And all I was just talking about were some updates on myself and bear runs and talking about events in bear runs. And then I would feature a wolf, what a bear. And we haven't been doing that for a long time. We haven't featured.
Well, since Growler and Scruff and all that came along, it's kind of pointless because you can find all the whores out there yourself.
Yeah, you can find them yourself.
All the good-looking guys out there yourself.
So, we used to feature bears and then I had a co-host, Excalibur, and one of the videos you'll see probably is with Excalibur. And that's pretty much I needed a co-host back then just to bounce around ideas and everything. And then he left, and then Ray took over in 2006, and it was still audio. We're still doing audio.
Which was like episode 148 or something. Like
yeah. That. How come it's not there? How come it's not in the list?
Well,
it's
it was on my list last week. It's in your list. I was on my list last week, and I noticed I got bumped.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, I noticed most stuff on the list. I'm not even in the shows. Actually, a majority of it's not even stuff about the show. It's stuff you recorded outside of the show. So.
Yes. Things that were done. Because we're talking about 10 years of audio and video and everything. And if it's something going outside or one of the videos in a different city. Yeah, that's kind of getting popular.
But the way we did the top 10 is based on the number of views on YouTube.
Yeah. Okay. So going back to it, that's what we're doing. We're doing the top 10 videos of the past 10 years. Okay, so technically, we only, you know, the YouTube channel just started back in 2007. So you can't really say it's been 10 years, you know, doing the math, yeah. Only 8 years. But then it's just the videos, because we didn't have videos back then. I should have mentioned this one video, the first big video that I ever done was with the Venice Cup, but it's not in the top 10. So probably I just repost it. Let's put some bonus videos in the end or something.
Yeah.
Okay, so shall we go on with the top 10?
All right. And number 10 is Agents and Friends Houston Pride Parade with 4,920 views.
Yes, that's right. So Agents and Friends.
We saw Hello Kitty.
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
So yeah, Asians and Friends. We had these big what is it? Hello Kitty heads. Yeah, Hello Kitty heads. That was pretty cool. It was fun. We're walking, running and around.
Glow in the dark tutus.
Yeah,
or lit up tutus. They had
lit up tutus. I think I still have it upstairs.
Oh, there he does.
The tutu.
But him and Mike wear it a lot.
All right. So what's next? The top 9 is Verapalooza 2007 with Max Christopher. And it's actually a video with me with, where was I? Okay, this is one of those events where I got invited. Because, you know, back then, our podcast was, you know, kind of...
People liked us back then.
Right, people liked us back then. So, dude, hey, come over, come to
Nashville.
And then I paid for the hotel and the run was free for the registration was free for me. It's the perks of being a podcaster, I guess.
Yeah.
So you know the run was free.
That press pass.
Yeah, it's pretty much a press pass. And all I have to do is fly there and get a hotel. Somebody's gonna pick me up, and of course the registration is free, so food is included and everything. So that was the first time I hung out with, you know, guys from Nashville. It's the first time in Nashville. And it was called Bear Jam. It's Bear Jam is the name of the run there, and it ran for a few years. But then the Nashville, the Bears there in Nashville didn't do it anymore. So 2007, it was fun. It's the first time I got to see and meet Freddie Freeman, Jay Freeman, and everybody else. They were jamming, and Michael West, all these artists. So back then in 2007, I posted a lot of videos, and one of them is Max Christopher. He's a very talented guitar player, and he's a very good musician, and he's featured in, I took a video, and it's one of the biggest,
yeah.
One of the biggest shows.
Well, that's not all we've heard.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Something else is bigger with him. Okay, so let's go to number 7.
Number 7 is Bear Podcast 389, which is the Comedy Showcase, Siri, Pinoy, and Superman, and this was just part 1.
This is the part 1. So this is the episode that you're in, I guess.
This is the one episode that I'm in.
Yeah. I love this. I think this was around when we first met Dave, I think. Then we have pictures. Yeah, we have pictures with him.
I think we met Dave for a little bit at that point because he'd been on the show, I think. And I think Siri had just come out.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
Siri so just came we're out. We're all talking about when we get Siri, and I finally got Siri this year.
Really?
Yes.
This is going to get Siri just now.
Probably a phone that can do Siri because my phone was never...
What was your iPhone 4? Yeah, then iPhone 4 back
4
then.
For the longest, up until this year.
Yeah.
So no Siri for me.
Yeah, it's just a lot of fun.
I forgot what we were talking about with Superman.
Pinoy Superman. Pinoy Superman. I remember this because this was when the episode where we featured a Filipino who wanted to look like Superman made plastic surgery.
And okay. There we go.
So yeah.
And there were 5,619 views of that episode. Thank you for watching me. I appreciate it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's go to number 6. It's Kendall. Kendall at Bears on the Run here in Houston. So were you there?
I was there. Yeah, I was there.
You were there?
Something happened. I think I was sick that day and I didn't get to see all the performances.
Mm-hmm.
I got there late because I was sick that morning or something. I don't forget what it was, but it was like I wasn't going to come there. I was like, okay, you got to go. You got to go. They're here in town. And then I think I went.
Mm-hmm.
But I was sick that morning. I remember something weird about it.
Okay. So that was the weekend when the guys came over from – they're all over. You know, there are 5 Bears. You got Matthew Temple, Kendall Kelly, Bob Ballou, Elijah Black and Shannon Grady. So, you know, Five Bears, they were performing, they were doing a tour. They did a tour. So they needed gas money and everything. So they were traveling. They had a van and they were traveling, and they had, I had Matthew Temple back then. He's a really, really nice guy. And in the show, in this video that you just saw, it's actually with Kendall and his performance there at the stage. And Kendall is a big YouTube, especially his Bears video. Yeah, he's got a lot of hundreds and thousands of views already. So
yeah,
he's pretty famous.
So,
all right, let's go to
number 5, Bear Pride 15, International Mr. Leather 2009 video log. And this had 6,863 views. And this was at Bear Pride in Chicago.
Yes, that's right. Mike and I went to Bear Pride, and it's our first time, second time. And I, well, it was second time, I guess, to go to Chicago, and actually the first time to go to Bear Pride and IML. I got to see, got to experience the IML, the IML market.
He was giggling like a big old girl.
Yeah, that's right.
He brought me
the egg. Oh, that's the way, that's the time.
You brought me the egg back.
Oh, did I bring you the egg? That was back then? Oh my God, it's a long time ago. Okay, so I that's also the first time I was introduced formally to Devin. So Devin, I met Devin. Yeah, we were at the Nuts to Butts. It's called Nuts to Butts when you call the dance that evening. So that's a lot of fun. And also I took videos of B-Talk. B-Talk is these Five Bears from Minnesota. And they were there at Bear Pride. They were hosting one of the hospitality nights there at the the Crown Plaza, I think. Yeah, and they were doing a pageant, some kind of a bear pageant. Yeah. It was fixed, though. I know who won.
It was fixed. They're all fixed.
They're all fixed. So, yeah, it was very woofy guys. We also hung out with them. And it's the first time, I guess, Shannon got to meet Mike. And we ate at a dim sum place. We were looking for a dim sum. That was hanging out with the B-Talk Bears. It was great. Yeah, B-Talk. Yeah, they've been gone for a couple many years now. So anyway, so that's number 5. Let's go to number 4. Okay, this is TBRU 2007. That was one of the shows that I had with Excalibur. Yeah, you met him before, right?
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time? I think when we were in
TBRU. TBRU one year we met. Yeah. Oh, okay. Finally got to meet. And I think we've met a couple times since then. It's been so long, I can't remember.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, if he walked up and talked to me on the street right now, I wouldn't know who in the hell he was. Unless he said, Ray, it's Excalibur. I was like, oh.
So. Oh, okay. Then
but I have that way with a lot of people, so don't take offense. But
Ray is just so popular.
I remember going to, I think it was Shannon O'Grady that was, didn't he used to live in San Diego?
And for a while, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. He was at Comic-Con, and he sat down next to me, and I didn't even recognize him.
Oh, really?
Him and his partner sat down next to me, and we were talking, and I was like, God, I kind of feel like I know these guys. And it took me, and I think it was...
They were hanging out with you, saying hi and everything. Yeah. And then, it's Shannon all along.
And I was like, oh, these gay bears over here.
All along. Anyway, so yeah, that was...
so clueless some days.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, so 2007, I took some videos back in Houston. That was also the first time I got together with Babalu and... Venice Cub, I've interviewed Venice Cub back in 2006, and this was back in 2007, so a year after Venice Cub was in TBRU. Mm-hmm. Venice Cub is one of my favorite bears, porn star bears for the longest time. Yeah, so I got to interview him twice, and that was the second time this video that you just saw. Okay. All right, let's go to a meme that was happening back in, when was it, 2003, 2013? I can't remember. All right, so let's go to
number three,
because 4 is TBRU.
1, 2.
Oh, that's 4. That's right. You're right. Lost number. Math is hard. Okay, let's
You're
go.
Asian.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay.
Number 4 is Harlem Shake Bear at Harlem Shake at Bear Yoga. So the Bear Yoga video.
Yeah.
Where they did the Harlem Shake.
Okay, so Rob was there and many others. Darren was there, our yoga instructor.
Yeah. Dave was there.
Dave was there. So it was that time when we...
That fad time.
Oh my God. It's just a couple of days when it's becoming big. And then, well, it's been a week. And then, let's do a Harlem Shake, but we have to get it out as soon as possible. Okay, so... You know, when you do these memes, you got to get it out as soon as possible before it becomes really old. You know, after a week, you know, in the internet's already old. And I heard people... So we did that. We planned it during Bear Yoga Night. And then there was even an announcement in the microphone saying, Darren would say, okay, people who would like to join the Harlem Shake video yoga, the Bear Yoga, please stay and everything. So, yeah. Okay. So we did that. We were doing yoga and everything. It was fun. Of course, it got old after a week.
Yeah, there were so many of them. They're like one after another. Everybody was doing them.
Yeah, and it came to a point that people were saying, "No, friends, do not
let your friends do
Harlem Shake videos." So.
But whoever was selling those horse heads was making a killing.
Oh yeah, definitely. That what did I do? I had to wear a tutu. I think I wore the tutu that I was wearing at the Hello Kitty one. I think that I was wearing the same thing. Similar. All right, let's go to top three. It's actually Tigger Bear at Trenchford. Actually, that's Eric, our friend Eric from Chicago. He got married with Aaron a couple of weeks ago. So congratulations, Eric and Aaron. So this was 27,000 views. 27,000 views.
That's the like him getting the water coming down.
Yes. Yeah. I kind of started that. Well, a few of us started it, but then I started posting the videos and this was the biggest one ever. And it was, you know, water falling down in his face and then people.
The next year you did one with Dave and it didn't do so well. We love you, Dave.
Love you, Dave.
Love you, Dave.
Yeah, it's not as big as Tigger Bear's video, but then yeah, it was.
Well, that's what I heard.
Yeah, that's right. It's not as big. Okay, so yeah, that was Tigger Bear, and there's a few more that I did with. His name is Jeff from Michigan. Is it Michigan or Canada? I can't remember. Well, both.
I think I did one, but it just turned out bad because that's the year I went, wasn't it?
Oh, did you do one? You did one with the
with something and it didn't work out right. The water, I don't know what.
Yeah, it didn't work out. Yeah. So. Mm-hmm.
All right, number two, the NAGA Gay World Series in Milwaukee, the NAGAAA Gay World Series in Milwaukee video log with 46,900 views.
Yes. Why is it so big? Because my guest that day was Jeff Summerfield from Phoenix. So he's STP Bear or Bear Jeff, whatever social media you use. So he is he's a muscle bear now. If you follow him on Instagram or not Instagram, but Facebook, he's posting a lot of videos. And he lives in, I don't know where he lives. I think he lives in Phoenix still. But anyway, so that was the video when I went to... In 2009, in Milwaukee for the Gay World Series, and our softball team, the Wave, won. We won the tournament to get to the World Series, and I got to meet. That's the first time That is also the week that I've known JD, one of the pitchers. I told you, and I didn't know he. That he just met Dean DeBlois. Dean DeBlois is the director and writer of the How to Train Your Dragon series. So, hey Nard, would you meet Dean? So, hi Dean, hi. I didn't know who he was, and then later on I found out that he's the director of Lilo and Stitch also. So that was many years ago. But anyway, so he's a big, great animator, very nice guy. It's vegetarian, but eats chicken wings.
This chicken
doesn't count. But anyway, so yeah, that's the first time I got to meet him. And softball, he was in the World Series also. JD was, so that was a lot of fun. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
I remember. Okay, so shall we go with the top one? Drum roll.
to do that.
The drum roll is for the top 10. The top one video is the Bear Force One, Amsterdam. Pride Parade, 2007. Oh, yeah. That was really gay. What can I say? But really gay. Cute, too. The daddy bear was there. And they did a couple of videos afterwards.
Yeah, they did a couple videos afterward.
Yeah, the Christmas ones. Yeah. I don't know if you remember the Christmas ones.
They had their 5 minutes of fame.
Yeah. Well, probably a few months, maybe. So anyway, so Bear Force One, Mike and I went to Amsterdam that week. That week, it was August back then. And we had about... So I took a video of these guys. Because the way Amsterdam does their pride parade, it's on the canal. So you have to ride a boat and everything. Then people are either on the side streets or they're in the boat watching the parade, which is actually on boats and in small boats. And they would decorate all these boats, and it would be float after float. And one of them is Bear Force One. So I took a video of them, and and I posted it, and 54,000 views later. Yeah. Now YouTube contacted me, standard email probably saying that, is this really yours? You're getting a lot of hits and everything. Yeah. Can you prove that this is yours? So I think I did send them some stock video that I took, and then they said, I don't think they believe me. So anyway, so that's what happened. That was pretty, big back then. I'm glad that I took that video. It's the first time that they became popular. What I heard about that, when they were doing that, at the end of that parade, they went out the boat and called everyone to follow them to a stage, I think they went to a stage somewhere. They went up, they continued their concert. Sure. And people were cheering on them. And wow, I think that's the story. That's the way I remember. And I met that guy. He even kissed me.
The daddy bear?
The daddy bear at the Eagle. Oh, good. He kissed so many guys back then, I remember. We were at the Eagle back then, and then this guy, I forgot his name. And then, yeah.
You kiss one person, you've kissed every person they've kissed.
That's right. It's like, it's kind of scary.
It was Amsterdam, so I'm sure his ass to mouth was random.
Yeah, probably. Anyway, so those are our 10 top videos for the
How did the ass to mouth video not make it?
Which one?
We did a whole show where we talked about ass to mouth.
The ass to mouth? I don't know.
Oh, well.
Anyway, so we can feature some videos the first video. Wait, the first audio. It's got to be an audio show, right?
Well, yeah, I guess it was an audio show. Before 48. Mm-hmm. But Excalibur was still doing videos.
I was just switching, yeah.
But I think I was filling in for him some because of work and stuff. And then I think I officially joined at some point. It was like 1 week he was like doing the show. The next week, because of work issues, he couldn't do it anymore. And you asked me to step in. So.
Yeah. So what happened was he couldn't continue.
And that's when we started. You were here recording and I was at my house and we were doing Skype. In the video, and you used to have the video side by side.
Yeah, I used to do this video side by side, but now it's easier this way.
Dude, I know. It's just like, why are we making it so hard on ourselves?
Yeah, it's just easy this way. I know a lot of people are doing Google Hangouts now, like the Movie Bears podcast, and the Comic Book Bears podcast are doing that too. They do Google Hangouts because they do live very far apart, and just so happened that Ray and I are in the same city, so it's a lot easier. And I got to, hang out with my best friend, right? So we just hang out. Yeah. And
we talk didn't have shit. A bromance date with somebody.
Unless there's a bromance that I do.
That's right.
Okay. So, what else? So, what in the past 10 years, or in the past, ever since you joined, the Bear Podcast family, I guess we can say that. What do you think is one memorable episode that we did? Something that you could remember like that. Oh, that was funny back then. I remember.
Well, one of the memorables to me is when Lewis wrote in to us about starting the Gay Lesbian Student Alliance at his high school.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He did it because he watched the show and got the courage from watching this show.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that episode. I can't remember the number, but I remember that episode. I don't know. There's we've the sad thing is I can't remember a lot of the shows after the couple of days after we did them because people write in and like, I can't believe you said that. And I'm like, what did I say? And like we talked about as far as like a lot of time, I just talk shit up here just to be talking, to try to get people to write into us and stuff. Like the whole pig fucker episode last weekend, which was a false story. And I kind of knew it was going in, but it was just too good not to talk about.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, you know, I'm not a big fan of the Evil Empire, and it was it. Yeah, in their store, you had to put it, bring and it shit in. Like that would happen there. So, you know.
What are the memorable things that I...
I guess the most memorable thing about doing the show is all the people, incredible people I've met, like Devin and Jay, Dave. Let's see who
all else? The people,
Jeffrey, Michael. You know, all the guys outside of Houston that I've met through the show.
Yeah, and to meet people, I've made connections with like Glenn Pavan, Carlos Soriano from San Diego. Also, like I said, the Glenn Pavan. You know, whenever I meet him. It's like you know, hey bro, what's going on? Because he's a punk. He's in a punk band. What do they play?
Michael.
What is it? The Michael the Tran? Transgendered. Yeah, that's right. Michael, we met him.
He's been on the show a couple times.
I think twice. Yeah, twice. Can't remember.
And now for some comments that we received over this week, we got some comments back. Of course, two of them were kind of slamming me for doing that pig fucking story last week, okay. Which was not true. But not I put true. It on there because it was bizarre and it was too funny and it really could happen in a Walmart. And I'm sure it will now that it's been published. So.
Yeah. Okay, so here's from Kid Cult. He says that I read it from one of the fake news sites.
It's from the Wake
City. Snopes says,
but it's just too good. A guy fucking a pig in a Walmart bathroom, and then the police offer the wife the pig afterward, and she won't take it.
I know.
It's like a Lifetime movie, man.
Yeah, that's right, Lifetime movie. And another comment says, Ray, you should know better. Yes, blame Ray because Ray's in the.
I know better, but I just can't help it. I'm telling you, it's a great story.
It's from Daniel.
It was the best fake story ever.
Fake story ever.
It's better than like Kim Kardashian's fake orgasms.
You should really do that. Okay, so let's go on. Let's go on with a voicemail, which is coming from our good friend Devin from Chicago. Here we go.
Hey, Nard and Ray. Devin.
Hey, Devin.
I wish you guys a happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Congratulations on your 10 years. I've only been listening probably the last, I don't know, 4, but it's quite an achievement. I was just thinking about you guys the other day because all the T-Tom stuff going on and all the fun we had out there. So, good time. Just want to wish you guys
fun.
You know, continued success and congratulations on your milestone. All right. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Thanks, Devin. Yeah, it's also always good to hear from Devin. And he's one of our... Jay! Hey, Jay!
Hey, Jay. We love you, too.
Love you, too. Okay, so...
We know Devin's the big personality in the relationship, and you get left behind sometimes. But we love you, too.
Well, he's the one who gets around. Well, for one thing, Devin takes lots of pictures of bears and everything, and he gets popular that way.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you should take a cue from that too. Take pictures of bears all the time. Anyway, so good job. Thank you. Well, I, Devin really helped us, me and Mike, back in 2012 when Mike and I got married, and because of Devin, we have pictures right now of our. Wedding in Provincetown, and Ray was the
sodomizer,
the solemnizer that week when we were in P-Town in 2012, and Devin was the one who took the pictures, and great, then we're using it in our albums now. So thank you so much, Devin. Okay, so what am I gonna say? Just ten years of podcasting. We did a lot. We met a lot of people. Lots of celebrities, I guess. You met Amber Benson.
Thanks for Carl and Michael and Cena and that whole crowd for introducing me, taking me around. Comic-Con the year I got Comic-Con. To go and yeah. had a great time.
And I also thank Michael McAllister because of him I got to meet Robert Kirkman. He's the director and creator of Walking Dead series, the Walking Dead series.
That's right. Don't forget, Fear the Walking Dead starts at the end of the month.
Yep, that's right. And Fear of the Walking Dead. Yeah. And then Walking Dead is on November. Oh, well.
October.
During Halloween. And big shout out to, to the past co-host, Roy.
Yeah.
Excalibur. He lives in Dallas. And the big.
All the guest co-hosts you had, like Dave.
Yes, that's right.
Julio. Wayne.
Wayne. There's so many. Yeah, we met a lot of friends, a lot of people. All over the years. Who else? Some celebrities that we met are Bob Mould and also Larry Flick from Sirius XM. And
hey, Larry. Hey, Keith. You get it, go, girl.
Also, who else? We have Buck Ramsey.
Buck Ramsey.
One of the point. You know, that's the way I did it before. The reason why I started Bear Podcast 10 years ago because
so you could talk to bear porn stars.
Actually. Yes.
Yes. Exactly. See.
Yes. It was an opening for me. I would talk to him and say, "Is it okay if I interview you for my podcast to do an audio podcast or a video podcast?" And he said, "Yes, sure, why not?" And the reason why I wanted to do that because I don't know if it's an altruistic reason, but. I did say that there are more things that these people can say than just fuck yeah,
fuck yeah, part. Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah
that boy
can. There's more that they can say than that.
Dude, yeah.
Found out that this guy is a bouncer, this guy is a manager of a bar, and stuff like that. So I got to meet. This
guy's just a big old mess. You know? Mess.
Yeah, so I met Clint Taylor. And he's a he's a porn star. And also Venice Cub. To me he's a porn star. Because there's a difference between porn star and a porn actor. Porn stars are different. But anyway, so yeah, I got to meet some hot bears. Yeah. And like I said back then, you know, there are more things that they can say. They're human too. Porn, you know, people in porn do other things like what we do, or some of them are maybe artists.
Yeah, that's right. So, artists, writers. I mean, we've got a bunch of musicians. But
then on the side, they do porn. So yeah. Some people I know are like that.
Like Devin.
Like Devin. Devin does porn.
He does sticky rice porn. That's why nobody sees it.
Because it's all pixelated.
That's right. It's all pixelated.
Okay. So, I guess that closes the show. I would like to thank, we would like to thank the Bear Podcast family. Thanks all of you who've been supporting this show for so many years, for 10 years now. And it's a privilege to do this show every week. And I got a chance with the Bear Radio Network, and I think until now we're still being played every Sunday, every Thursday and Sunday there 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern and Pacific, the first 30 minutes only, but it's on Bear Radio Network. The show is being aired, and it's great because it's a time when I was I was contacted by by them to feature our show, and we've been doing it since 2007, I think. So how many years is that now? 8 years. 8 years now that we're on Bear Radio Network. And so thank you so much, Joe Malucci, for having us on the show, having us in the Bear Radio Network. And so many people to thank, just so many people we've met throughout the years.
Mm-hmm. And for everybody that's contributed to the show, that sent in articles or been on the show or listened to us and went and did something great because they listened to the show. So
yeah, and also Caesar. From Chicago. Thank you so much for helping on the Gay, the Geek, and the Bizarre page. And that's where,
I try to compete with him some weeks, but I just can't keep up.
I don't know.
Apparently, I don't know what you do, Cesar, but apparently you don't have a job because you sit there and post to Facebook all day on our podcast. So,
yeah, he does.
Because I try to keep up and I have a job, and I'm just doing it when I'm in the bathroom or on a conference call. So,
yeah. what he posts are very good bathroom material, right? Just while reading and stuff. Yeah. No, yeah, the Gay Getting Bizarre, where we post. We started it a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
When we started.
When we kind of broke the show up into segments. And
yeah, and then we kind of changed the format. So we had Gay Getting Bizarre. Why? Because gay, we're gay. We want something that concerns us.
That's right.
Geek, because I'm Maynard's a geek. I like talking about geek and the bizarre stuff because Ray is bizarre. Because
I'm a freak, yeah.
Yeah, freak. Yeah, so we like, you know, kind of talk like about stuff.
Pigs in Walmart bathroom.
Yeah, that's right.
Or nailing one's penis to the cross. Or
what? Do we have an article like that? Yes. Oh, my God.
You okay. Say every week for the bizarre, I type in penis in the Google search and the news articles and see what comes up.
Mm-hmm.
And for like three or four, like for a month there, we had a penis article.
Yeah. We have a big pattern. We got to change that.
So.
Okay. Well, not really. No, keep going.
I know
keep
what our listeners like.
Yeah. They like dick. Okay. So I guess that's it. Again, thank you everyone for supporting us for the past 10 years and all the listeners, all the viewers since we started the video. I think we had an official video episode 300, I think. Can't remember, but we've been doing it back and forth. Ray and I did it in multiple formats, yeah. Whether we're together or we were split-screened, and we used to do that.
Or we were just audio, and we called in on Skype. And
yeah, that's pretty much what we did.
All the Skype days.
But now we just do it together. Yeah. And Ray and I get to hang out, so that's good. Yeah. Okay, so thank you, everyone, for watching and, you know, listening for the past 10 years. So yeah. Thank you so much. And if you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
Or if you want to leave us a voicemail like our friend Devin did, you can call 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. And we like voicemail, so call us and leave us a voicemail.
Yes, thank you so much for the voicemail, like Devin. And also emailing us, Daniel and Kid Colt. Subscribe by iTunes, YouTube, and Vimeo. And you can also listen to the show on Stitcher Radio and Bear Radio Network. And follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening and supporting us for the past 10 years. And again, after 10 years of saying this, many woofs and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.
You want to be one of the Bear First One guys?
No. I just want to be popular. But according to the list, I'm only in one show. So I'm not that popular.